What did you used to do when you were young? Just, I mean, you couldn't go more than a couple of miles.
Well, we couldn't go no more than a couple of miles until the automobiles come by. Then when the automobiles come by, we drive them there from Old Ben.
Did a
Cody or playing what I drove. Old one before you were thinking about being born or my wife being born. I drove to my own floor.
You were driving before my father was being thinking about being
That's
born.
That's right.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, and a long time ago, the most, you know, the people would get together more than they do now.
That's what
they don't pay anyone no attention. Now everybody lives by themselves now. Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
When I was a child, the next door neighbor come over tonight, and my parents would go over there, and they would sit around and talk. They would roast some peanuts or have some cookies or something like that. You know, they visit one another then. That's how they got together.
Had another thing, right over the farm and territory, if one got sick or something like that, everybody would get together and take their mules and go and plow here, plow that field out one day.
There's more
neighbor
to help us.
It didn't cause him nothing. Everybody said, let's take it easy. We fly out, fly him out.
And you can do it one day with everybody helping us.
Right.
Yeah. One day.
But you get sick now, everybody's
studying.
You just sick.
What
everybody said.
Well, that's what was up with cars and stuff. Did you ever have people like a fiddle player and the jew's harp and all?
I talk about any of it.
Did y'all have dances and stuff like that?
I did. My family was religious, like.
You didn't dance when? I heard of it. Are you a Baptist?
Baptist.
So you couldn't play cards either or anything?
No, we had nothing like that.
Yeah.
I ain't never played no kind of game a lot.
Do you dance at all?
Never dance. Yeah. Never played no kind of game. Now, my daddy, my father was a gambler.
Oh, really? Well, I sympathize with you.
Had a brother was a gambler.
Really?
My daddy wasn't gambling like people gamble now. There was a rich colored fellow with that Cole Hill, Mr. Wade Lamo. Everybody most knows the Lamo. They were bad white people. They killed white people colored too. Put them in them wells over there. And they come here, they like it, my father. And they drove two horses to a buggy and they go down and cross the Black Prairie and go on the Cordier and sell out a welder. He's a colored fella. He owned all the Cordier jelly. And he was spending money. They go over there and gamble all night long. And my daddy, Mr. Wade Lambert, go over there and gamble that fella all night long. And my daddy went over there one evening and gambling with him. And he killed another old man, William, just to follow him up to hold the money. And so he went over there and he went enough money off of that old man that night and he bought a pretty red mule and a rubber tie buggy. And the old man drove it back here and told my mother, say Shade sucked you a mule or buggy, say he paid for it.
Shade?
So my father was named Shade.
Mr. was talking about Shade.
That was my brother, Shade Jr. That was my brother, but my father was named Shade. He was named after my father. So, he would gamble.
What did you gamble on? Cards? I mean, what did they gamble on? Cards or dice?
Cards? Well, nobody couldn't gamble. If a man wasn't able to part at $50, he didn't gamble with my father. You had to have $50 deposit.
Wow, he must have been good.
Well, he went $1,000 a night. They wouldn't beat him back out of it either. He said that's where he bought his phone.
Huh?
We have a real good gin out there. We gin all the cotton in this country night and day.
Well, you got your own gin out here?
We did have it. We tore it down last year. We run it in 1949. The last year we run it. 39, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's been
39
or
49. Yeah. 1939, that's the last year. I had a dream one night. I dreamt the boiler blowed up.